Manitoba Agriculture reports, with spring seeding now considered complete, much of the province is reporting optimal moisture and crops are looking good. I'm Bruce Cochran and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture, says last week just the northwest region and parts of the southwest had a little bit of seeding left to do, but they look complete now.
So we did see variable rainfall accumulations in all parts of the province over the past week. So we did have isolated rainfall. The amounts of rainfall really ranged from about 0 millimeters to a maximum of about 16 millimeters, and that was in the paw. So it was spotty rain across the province. In terms of soil moisture, in the 0 to 30 centimeter zone, the majority of the province is still listed as optimal, but parts of especially the Interlake and parts of the Northwest are listed as dry to very dry. And then in all regions of the province, there's areas that are listed as dry to very dry for soil moisture conditions. And in terms of percent normal precipitation, in the Northwest, Interlake, and East, or the majority of those regions, we are seeing quite low amounts of rainfall, so less than 50%. I think that crops are looking fairly well across the province, and they're holding out quite well. We had seen some weather-related damage, so some frost in canola and corn, and some wind-related damage. For the most part, those crops would be growing out of that damage and aren't expected to make lasting effects. I have heard of some canola being reseeded due to the effects of wind and frost. So for the most part, that reseeding would have already been completed, though. So most of the environmental damage isn't a concern right now, as those crops would have grown out of them.
Kirk says in terms of insects, we are still seeing some flea beetles on canola because we did have some late seeded canola. But for the most part, canola has grown out of the flea beetle stage, and cutworms and wireworms have also been reported. She says, as far as diseases, it's been a fairly dry spring, so we aren't seeing a lot of disease issues, but it's getting close to fusarium head blight timing for crops like winter wheat, so she encourages people to keep an eye on risk maps to determine if spraying is warranted. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.